Subprime shocks hit Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The French bank BNP Paribas has stopped investors from taking money out of three investment funds. The bank's funds have holdings in U.S. subprime mortgages. BNP Paribas is the biggest bank in France, and it's having trouble determining what these funds are worth. At the end of last month, they were valued at roughly $3 billion. And just last week, BNP Paribas said it would be virtually untouched by problems in U.S. subprime mortgages. Another choppy day on Wall Street yesterday. Tech shares rallied on those good earnings from Cisco Systems, and that helped the market higher. The Dow picked up 153 to 13,657. We had the S&P up 20 points at 1,497, and the NASDAQ rallied 51 points to 2,612. Overnight in Asia, the markets were up, but in Europe, the story on BNP Paribas has sent the markets lower. Shares in coal mining companies rallied yesterday. The prediction is power plants will be increasing demand for coal. The price of the fuel is already trading at record highs. Coal operations worldwide are scrambling to keep up. And as Sam Eaton reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, there's little economic relief on the horizon.
At Australia's main coal exporting facility, it's now common for at least 70 bulk freighters to be waiting at anchor for their loads before shipping out to Asia. Exporters are losing $1 million a day per ship in delays, a small fee when you consider the price for that coal now runs around $73 a ton. That's up from about $50 a ton last year. The reason for these record prices isn't the lack of coal. It's the ability to mine it fast enough to feed Asia's surging economy. And when it comes to setting the price, analyst Stephen Doyle says it's a seller's market.
Coal is a got-to-have commodity. And if you do have a shortage, you start scrambling around and paying up to get the replacement.
Doyle says global coal prices are projected to remain at record levels at least through 2009. But the pain of those high prices is limited to coal importing countries like Japan and South Korea. In the U.S., which has abundant coal reserves, prices are actually in a slump. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
The Campbell Soup Company is expected to divest one of its most famous brands, Godiva. Campbell is apparently looking to sell the Belgian chocolate maker because it doesn't quite fit its new image. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Godiva chocolates, named after the Anglo-Saxon noblewoman who rode naked through the streets of Coventry, is apparently proving a bit of an embarrassment for the parent company. Campbell now regards the brand as shamelessly indulgent and out of step with its other healthier products. Campbell's now focusing on wellness with low-sodium soup, whole grain bread and fruit juice. Selling off Godiva makes good sense, says Jenny Wiggins of the Financial Times, but not because of the image problem. The real embarrassment, she says, is that Godiva chocolate is not as exclusive as it used to be.
When it was sort of introduced into the US in the 60s and 70s, back then it was considered a very luxurious kind of product. Today we have all kinds of specialist chocolate chains, and consumers actually do have a lot more choice.
Nevertheless, analysts reckon there'll be a lot of interest in Godiva, and it could fetch up to $1 billion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Movie rental king Blockbuster is expanding beyond store-based and mail-order rentals. The company's got a deal to enter the online movie downloading biz. Blockbuster is buying MovieLink for an undisclosed sum. MovieLink was launched by five major Hollywood studios back in 2002. The service offers recent films for download.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
We've all had the experience of shopping for a special item and going from store to find it. Something you gotta have, but doesn't seem to be in stock anywhere. Sure, the internet has helped in that search, but there's another technology that can save you time, and it uses your cell phone. Here's Ambar Espinosa.
Los Angeles native Patrick Kilty is on a tight schedule. He's looking for a copy of the Hitchcock film Vertigo, and he only has 1 hour to shop. That's not easy in LA traffic.
I'm hoping one place will have it, but I don't know which one, and I don't really feel like going to all of them, especially because the Barnes & Noble is actually a couple miles away.
As he's driving, Kilty sends a text message to Slift. That's short for Slifter.
38 Slift. We're going to try and look for Vertigo.
Services like Slifter and Nearby Now help people track down what they're looking for. Users type a product name and a zip code into their cell phone. They get a text message back with the address of the closest store that has the item in stock. The service is free for users, and stores pay a fee every time they come up in a query. John Gaunt is a mobile marketing expert with eMarketer. He says these services are a cheap and effective way for businesses to snag customers.
Once you walk through the door, not only do you typically transact for what you had in your mind beforehand, but you'll also buy something else.
Which, of course, makes retailers very happy. So does the fact that they get instant data on what customers want. Alex Muller is the head of GP Shopper, the company that created Slifter. He says there's another bonus for stores.
We're giving them geographic data as well as saying, look, everybody in New York is searching for XYZ, while people in Kansas City are searching for something slightly different.
Muller says customers can access about 30,000 retail locations nationwide through GP Shopper, but not everyone is sold on the service. Patrick Kilty has just gotten a text message from Slifter telling him to go to a website to find Vertigo.
Which doesn't really help me since I'm sitting in my car. I don't have time to go back home and search on the internet. I mean, doesn't that sort of undercut the service they're trying to provide?
In spite of the kinks, text message marketing is also taking off in sectors like entertainment, healthcare, and banking. By the end of this year, the industry is expected to be worth more than $1 billion. In Los Angeles, I'm Ambar Espinosa for Marketplace.
And while you're shopping, take along one of our podcasts. They're available at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.